Well, we have a special guest in the studio this morning, someone I haven't seen in a long time. Mm-hmm. It's Bex. I remember you.
Good morning, everybody.
I remember you.
Well, now.
Hey, now.
It's good to see all your faces.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Look at your pretty face.
It's really weird to be a guest on the show.
I bet.
I'm not going to lie. I'm like sitting in the room, and they're like, they're ready for you. I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty strange. All right. Okay. Here's what's going on, folks. Bex, as you know, has been off for a little while. And a lot of people are saying, what the hell is going on? And we couldn't tell you because there are a lot of, you know, parts, flying parts. What's the expression?
Missing moving parts.
Moving parts.
Moving parts.
Yeah.
Moving parts. Yes. Anyway, Bex called and said, we got everything settled, what we're going to do. And she, do you want to read a statement or just in your own words, or what do you want to do?
Totally in my own words. I wanted to just come in and be honest and you know, be real with everybody. And I'm actually moving back home. That was something. When I moved to Boston, I wanted to make it home and I wanted to be here and spend the rest of my life here. And honestly, when COVID hit, everything in my life sort of just like changed. And I realized like how, you know, like just my priorities shifted. I realized how much I miss my family and my friends and being surrounded by the people that I want to be close to. And I don't know, it just made me value time a little bit more. And within all of those feelings, Jimmy's job sort of required him to be closer to home too. And we were feeling all these things and this amazing opportunity opened up in Philly where, that's where I spent most of my radio days and I couldn't say no to it. And everybody has been so amazing. I've gotten so many messages from so many people and I'm so sorry we've left you in the dark for so long. There was just a lot of moving pieces, you know, kind of behind the scenes that we had to get done. And it has been an absolute amazing 3 years here in Boston. I've done so many things that I never, ever thought I would do. I've explored places I never thought I would go, from like Algonquin to the White Mountain to Nantucket to Martha's Vineyard to Belle Isle Seafood to Lawrence and Revere. Like, I've done so many amazing things that I never, ever would have had the chance to do because of coming here. And I've grown and I've learned so much. And I appreciate it so much, and I just have to do what's sort of best for me right now and for my future, and it is really just going back home at this point. So I appreciate everything that you guys have done. It's been such a privilege to be a part of this show, and yeah, I'm really excited. It's celebratory. It's kind of bittersweet, but I'm excited for what's to come, and I wish you guys nothing but the best always.
I was just going to say bittersweet is the operative word. I know you're getting married and you're going back to be near your family in Philadelphia. That's the sweet part. The bitter part is that we'll miss you. It was a great 3 years working with you, and we wish you all the best. And good luck with Jimmy. I didn't mean it that way. I didn't mean it that way.
Yeah, I know.
What sure, they've got street basketball in Philly,
nice.
Too.
No.
It's all
shut
good.
Up.
She's
That's
getting
not,
married.
Meant,
There's
she's
Billy ruining everything.
Listen, you know what it's like working with him? You won't miss Bill.
I know.
No, I meant it. Good luck.
I know.
Being married and your life. And we'll miss you. I know our listeners will miss you. We got a lot of social media comments about you not being on, but as it's a long story, it had to do with the job in Philly. A lot of reasons why we couldn't go on the air and be more specific earlier. But this is our goodbye to Bex. She's actually literally flying out to Philly any day now, and so we wish you the best. Congratulations on your marriage, and we'll miss you. And we love you. See you, kid.
Thank you.
We'll miss you.
Bye, honey.
Bye, Bex.